Begin the current daf and set the human daf ayin. Chas to begin on the base again. Different masses to begin with the Gemara. Hakiteya yitzu bekav shle. The amputee could go out with his kav, with his wooden foot. That's the Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yisaisi says forbidden. Now says to his parakim Raisha and Shabbos of Zemachvam and Al Pish Rashi. Rashi explains that Rebbe Meir says you not go out with this kav on Shabbos. That the Rebbe Yisaisi says you not go out with this kav on Shabbos and Tereshas Rab Mishum Delav Tachsharu, because it's not in a dormant. And therefore, it's aser. Now, mashman da aser mishum da chasher kamas. It sounds like, okay, the reason why Rashi is explaining to Rabbi it's aser is because it's considered as a load. In other words, we'll have a minel. It's not considered as a shoe, which is a malbush. Elo shalar, only if it's made out of leather. Abshalay tzlay, but it's made out of wood. That's not considered a shoe, and therefore you're just carrying something which is a wrap. And mechay mashman the gemara hasim. So the gemara sounds like that from over there. Come the gemara says, "Lo made the kondre meir chotze bekav kiteya if chalitz is done." With the kav of this amputee, chalitza k'shes can be valid chalitza. Why the chasher minel? It's considered a shoe which you have to do for chalitza. Rabbi chalitza psulukon Rabbi is going to be invalid chalitza. Why is it like chasher minel? Because it's not considered as a shoe. So obviously, machlekes is if a wooden shoe is considered a shoe or not. Rabbi Yehuda makes sure he asks. Thomas Kinhoch, here the Gemara concludes the poligi that machlekes is ichashin, and if we're concerned the mishtamet v'slad tuyeh, if it's going to fall off and they come to carry dalat amas and shasarabim, but according to everyone, it's considered a shoe. That seems to be nalikav the sugi concludes over there. Rather, says Rabbeinu Tam, so what do you have to say that the machlekes, if you can do chalitza with it or not, Oymari, the Ri says, the hinder time of Rabbi Yisi, the reason Rabbi Yisi why he cannot, is not because it's not a shoe. You're right, everyone agrees it's a shoe. Is the chiecha, the chai is just like he's concerned, like we say over here, dimanafal afishu rachav, that it's going to fall because it's wide. Mahai time and name, chalitza, but that's exactly the reason why not the chalitza with it. Kadam peg by mitzvah chalitza, like Gemara says, Yabam, kof gimelam beis. When it says, na lo, you have to do chalitza with his shoe, means a roller that's fit for him, has to fit his size. Prala gadol shen yochal halchbe, that excludes if it's too big that you can't go with it. That's what we're saying over here, that also, why it would be invalid for chalitza. Not because it's not a shoe, but because it's not his shoe. Doesn't fit him. Now, picture Rabbeinu Shimon, Rabbeinu Shimon asks, when the Tanya Perek Mitzvah Chalitza like the Gemara, because it's a Braisa Perek Mitzvah Chalitza that says, Chalitza Bekav Akiteya, that if Chalitza is done with the shoe of the amputee, Chalitza Kshay, it's going to be valid Chalitza. Ben Palai, you shall beg it, if you do with a sock, with a shoe made out of a garment, Chalitza Psoel, it's going to be invalid Chalitza. Part of the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Kav Akiteya Mani, wait a second. This that it says that it's going to be kosher with the shoe of the amputee. Who's that? That's Remehi, who he's the one that holds that kavakiteya, it's kosher to do chalitza with. Did not learn the Mishnah, as recorded before, kiteya, it's a bekav shal de Remeir, as recorded throughout the Remaschal Taisis. The kav could go out, the kiteya could go out with that kav, it's considered a shoe. But Rabbi says, no, it's forbidden. Now, when it says, Bampalaya shall beg it, the second half of the Bryce, it says that to do chalitza with the sack is going to be possible. Asong Rabbanan, the son of Rabbanan. That's the most question over there. It says Rabbi Shimon Shemash, but it sounds like the Asal Rabbanon. Who's the Rabbanon? The Ein Rabbi Yisi. That's the dispute. Rabbi Yisi, the Polygon Rabbeinu, disagrees with Rabbeinu. And he says, no, I'll go with this on Shabbos. So therefore, it's logical to say that he's the one that says you can't do chalitza with this shoe made out of a garment. Now, Tosis says, well, Vehecha Mash Malay the Asal Rabbi Yisi, Tfil Rabbeinu. Where do you see by the sock that it'd be more problematic for Rabbi Yisi than Rabbeinu? What I mean this that Rabbi Yisi holds that the shoe of the amputee is not considered as a minol. Like we said, that's because it's gonna come undone. It's gonna fall off. That's why he invalidates it. Avam Palai shall beg it, not because not a shoe. He says because it might fall off. Avam Palai shall beg it, but regarding the sock, you wouldn't say that. Maybe even Rabbi Yisi would agree that it's going to be kosher. So why would we say he's the one that's going to say it's possible? Another tier 3, the re-answer is no. The Vadi Amak Shabbat Sagat Aitach, for sure, the questioner originally assumed, the Tamir Rabbi Yisi, Mishum Hodle Chosha Minla Shalar. No, originally assumed, not like the way we said the conclusion is, that yes, the reason why Rabbi Yisi says invalid because it's not considered a shoe unless made out of leather. Because if Inya Achalim took Malay, because then, there would be no other recourse to explain how the Tan this that we learned in the Brayshah, and Palai Shal Begad Chalitza Psula, that if it's a shoe made out of a garment, that it's going to be invalid Chalitza. Because the Rabbi Yisi, Nami Minla, because if Rabbi Yisi it's a shoe, so Ahimani, who's the Tan in that Brayshah, Lord Mayv Rabbi Yisi, if shown at Rebbeir. So that's what the Gemara in the question assumed that yes, Rabbi Yisi then invalidates because it's not made out of leather, so of course it's made out of fabric, would also be a problem. But a maskan, the Makul Remeir, according to the conclusion that we said, no, it's all Remeir. But time in the Pasuk Mablaya, and the reason why he invalidates it if it's made out of a garment, Mishum Dlemigin, because it's not really protecting, so that's why it's not considered a shoe. Matzal Mehavi Shah, but time in Rabbi Yisi, Mishum Dlemigin, then you could go back and say, yes, the reason why Rabbi Yisi would invalidate it is not because it's not a shoe, it's because it might fall off, and that's the reason why he holds by the wooden shoe that it's a problem. But then, sometimes we're going to say, given the Makar Sakadaitach, since originally that you're saying we do that we assume the Tam Bemisim Mishum Dema Mifsik because it might fall off. So, Maika Mashani Abai. So, what's Abai answering? He's saying, oh, what do you mean? The Sefer Rabbanon Rishon Amar Rabbanon, but the fact that the Sefer is Red Rabbanon, so did the Risha is Rabbanon. And then, Beresha, the Allah of the Risha, that says it's going to be kosher to do chalitza with the wooden shoe of the Giteya. Oh, that must be talking about Bemachupa'ar when it's covered with leather. So even though the Rabban and many rabbis say that it's a problem, but there they're going to say it's kosher because it's covered with leather. Amai shari. Why is it permitted to do chalitza and go out with Shabbos with the kavah keteya that's covered with leather? I don't know. Didn't you tell me the reason is because it might become detached? So what does it help that if it's covered with leather? It's not because if it's a shoe or not. So what does that help? Unless it's a tzitzit b'shulman, you can say yes. Yeah, but mechupa or dekama hain befnim. This was it's covered leather means in the inside, the insole. Oh, yes, actually, the insole actually makes it a tighter shoe, and therefore it's not going to fall off. Or, you know, another approach is Ideshu Mechupa, so the fact that it's covered leather on the outside, so then you could double it over and to tie it, you could actually tie it like a string. In contrast, wood, you can't tie. And therefore, that's why those are two approaches to say why, if it's covered leather, the Rabban and Rabisi would have agreed, even though the reason is it might fall off, that the leather would have helped to make it that it would be valid. The next is about to begin with the Gemara Hakitei Yitzah B'Kav Shalai. The amputee could go out with his wooden shoe. Now, Perash Rashi, Perek B'Meisha, Rashi and Perek B'Meisha explains, what is this Kav? Misha Nikta Ragli, someone that his foot was cut off, an amputee. Oysa Loi Kimin Defus Ragli, they make like a form of a prosthetic, like a foot, a leg. V'chayka B'Ma'at, and they carve out a little bit inside of it. L'hostim Rosh Shayka B'Techa, to put the end of his thigh inside that prosthetic wooden leg. Now, says Taisa Valayin, here allow Rav Pairs, does not seem to be correct to Rav Pairs. Because actually, he's bothered like this. Imkin, if that's the case, Samai Rabisi, Isa, why is Rabisi say that you not go out with it on Shabbos into the street? For any Yochalelech bin Yachar, there's no other way for him to get around. And if so, you shouldn't consider it like a load. Avagav, Miskin, Hochat, Tam Rabisi, even though we conclude with the reason Rabisi is why it's problematic, Mishum Dimim, if Sigvas Latui is because it might fall, it might come to carry it. For Inofel, in Yochalel, Mishum Achri Yachar, be in the letter. But if it falls, he can't move from there until he goes and puts it back on. And for sure, you don't have to be concerned for that, that maybe it's going to fall off from his foot, and he's going to take it and he's going to walk with it. Now, Vaidheksha, additionally, he asks that on Rashi interpretation, meaning, so what are you saying that that's the reason? Because he might come and carry it. How could he carry it? He can't walk without this prosthetic. So even that is difficult on Rashi, even according to the Maskana, that it's because it might come to fall, it might come to carry it, you wouldn't have it according to Rashi. By the Kshemorva Rabbinatam asks, it says, Dama Baye Peg Bameyisha, Baye says in Shabbos Samach Vav Melav, the Ein Tamei Medrus, that it doesn't have the halacha of, in this Kav of Tamei Medrus, because he doesn't, the amputee doesn't really lean on it, which that's the whole basis of Tamei Medrus. Now, Vekabir is Rashi, now if we say, like Rashi interpretation, what do you mean? Well, in Samach Kol Mizeh. What I mean, there's no greater leaning on something, which according to Rashi, that's what he leans on to walk. Now, Omiya Miri, however, the Ri says, Le Kosher Kol Hai. Still, it wouldn't be so difficult on Rashi, because although he does put his thigh inside this prosthetic, Shein Lo Sekav Tzorch Le Kol Kach. It's not true, because really, this Kav is not really so necessary for him. Because Shu Nishin Amakle Shebe Yadav Kedech HaChagorin, because really, what he really leans on are the sticks that he uses, like the lame people use. And Ben Nisha Klal, a Kav, he's not really leaning on the Kav. And therefore, it makes sense where Rabbi Yisrael was concerned that it would fall off and they would come to carry Dalzamish Rabban. Because really, he could go without them. He's actually leaning on the sticks. Now, those sticks that he has that he leans on, says, that's what he means, that there are supports that we say over there, Yitzim, Member Shabbos, the Bar Kol, that according to everyone, you could go out with them on Shabbos, because since that's what you're leaning on, what you're relying on, and you can't go without them. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to go out with them into the Shasarab. But look at Meshav Pirish Rashi. Not like Rashi, who explains that the Smeich is Sha'isa Ur, the Rosh Shaykib, that he'd make a piece of leather for the ends of his stumps. The Guru Shaykib Bakarka, and he would drag his thighs on the ground, Kishaniktur Shte Raglov, and then when he would have actually both of his feet cut off. No, it's actually referring to the sticks that he would use. Now, Mahaitamanami also Shabbat, Dabai Lachosha Medrus. Now it also makes sense, according to this interpretation in Rashi, why Abai didn't consider that Kav that should have the Tumah of Medrus, because she ain't a nishna lab, he wouldn't really always lean on it. Sometimes he would lean a little bit, and sometimes this cab wouldn't even touch the ground at all, because again, he would be lifting himself up with these crutches, with these sticks. Now, Avla Rav per is pierced, but he explains that actually this cav of the amputee that we have this machlokes made in BC, it actually means something else. Mishnikta Ragloi, someone that has foot was cut off, oisolei kav kamin santal. He would make this kav, this block of wood, like a shoe. And he would put it where the foot normally is. The nirakil yeshle regal, and it just gives the appearance as if he has a foot. The yochalotz is by b'shabbos, k'meminolav, and he go out with it on Shabbos, like his shoes. But you can't really lean on that kav and to go on it the way Rashi explained. Now, but after he would stick the end of his stump into that kav, then he would bend his thighs to the back, and he would tie these supports of wood, mikaf yirechai, from the spoon of his thigh, shekarin ashketza, that these supports were called ashketza, and he would lean his shaykh on it, and he would walk with it. Behind and this is the smeiches of his supports that we say over there, the smeiches shaloi, these supports, tamei medris, they have a tama of medris, and you can go with them on Shabbos, you could use them to go into the Azar, because since he's leaning on them, so he can't go without them, so therefore it's considered like his shoe, it's considered like his foot. Now, that kav that is like the sandal that we put where the his foot is, in contrast to the smeiches, that's only said that people should think that he has an intact foot. But that's that's what I'm saying. That's only that it should seem like that. And because of his ill, therefore he can't step on it. Now, but since he doesn't really walk in it, it's just hanging in the ear. That's why Yossi says he's not going on Shabbos, because he's concerned it might fall off and he's going to come to the air. Thomas on the Shabbos, which Rami is not concerned for that. Now, in that cab, it has a place where it could receive some type of a cushion. So Tommy, it's going to be Tommy. Well, what's kisis? Any soft type of a thing that he puts in the cab on the asai for his pleasure, that it shouldn't hurt him when his foot goes into the cab. Now, what does it mean, Tommy? That's the makabel Tommy. There is an opinion that says in the Gemara, Tommy Tumas Mes, that it has Tumma of Mes, of the Kabbalah of Tumma. And then there is an opinion that says that it's even having the halacha, not just of that it's mekabel tumah like a kli, but it's even the tumah of medrash lefishu nishlov, because he actually uses it as a support, as to lean on it. As a continue, the top of Ayin Tesem and Aleph, Tais just points out a discrepancy. Why do we say regarding the kav? Because there's two things to speak about, the kav and the smeiches. Why by the kav didn't we say nichnas boi lazarim lav? If you could use it to walk into the Azar, if not, like we said regarding the smiches, that we said you could, meaning that's not considered like a shoe, it's considered like a foot, you could go into Azar with that. Why don't we mention regarding the Kav? So Tais actually has two opposite approaches. On the one hand, he says, Yeshem, we could say, is the Mislib Shita, he was so obvious, you cannot use it to go into the Azar, because Kim Lech Tzarek Lekul Haisen is not so necessary, that it's obviously not going to be considered like something that's as part of his foot. It's going to be considered as an unnecessary appendage, which is no better than a shoe that you can't go in with. Or inami, or another approach, the opposite. Keeping the gevim and the kaka in the maluchuk, since it's actually elevated from the ground according to this pshat and it doesn't get dirty. So milzim shita hidin nechnesim, it was actually obvious that you could go in with it, because the whole reason of a shoe is because it gets dirty from the mud. So actually, that's two opposite interpretations why it didn't mention going to the Azar regarding the kaf. Now, well, the Pirish Rashi says, according to Rashi, that he explains that the geteya, he actually leans on the kaf and he walks with it, the way that we explained for Rashi, that besides for the kav, there's also these sticks in his hands, which actually is the primary support. So it says Taisa's Yeshraya, according to Rashi, there's a proof lahata to permit Lamisha Nichvitsu Gidi Shaykev, that the tendons in his thigh have become shriveled, that because of an illness, that he could be Leilich B'Makos B'Shabbos, that he could walk with sticks, with a cane, and with crutches on Shabbos in the street. Because the Hainus, that's what that Sugi says regarding the kav, that you have these supports. The cool emunah from Shabbos. Emunah agrees to go out with it on Shabbos. So therefore, a person that has that has this problem with his feet could also go with a cane on Shabbos. Now, it says to us about Philip Pirish, Rav Pirish, Yeshua Elahat, according to Rav Pirish, that he says differently than Rashi, where you could still have a proof to permit it, because the Mefarash Smeichah Shalai, he explains what's the Smeichah Shalai. Isheshtei Ragel Balas Smeichah, that his two feet are on the smeichas, and he leans on them, and actually the kav is not used for going. It's just like we said, just for appearance, that people should think he has a foot. And since his legs are bent back and hanging in the air, where obviously he can't go without sticks, without crutches. And still he didn't say that it's forbidden to go out on Shabbos, because the machlekes was only ground in Kav. But regarding the sticks, you could go out with. So obviously you see that crutches for someone that can't walk is permitted on Shabbos. Well, Yeshua is safe. Moreover, so you have a proof that it's permitted from the safe of that Mishnah over there. Because the Ketan, the Mishnah teaches the Kisei, the Chir, and it supports to make Midras, that would love of Tumas Midras. And you Shabbos, you cannot go with them on Shabbos. Now, Pirsh Rashi explains that Mishnah Nechvatu Gidi Sheikim, someone has that the tendons of his thighs have shriveled up by Gidi or Chesav, or the tendons of his thighs. So what he does is he puts his bottom on this kav, this block, and he sits in it. And he ties the kav onto his body. Now, he has these two little chairs, so to speak. On his two hands, and he leans on them, and he uses it to push himself, to propel himself forward. Now, the chairs, the tan did not have to mention. He obviously cannot go with the chair without these armrests. And he go out with all these things on Shabbos. Now, from here, you could bring a raya, just like you let go with all these things, which is the kav, which is that chair, and the benches, which is actually the armrest, since it's the primary how he goes, so it's permitted to go out with these makolis in his hand, meaning with the cane, since that's the primary way of how he goes. Now, v'hadik tani, this that it says within the Seva, the Mishnah, the Ein Yotzei Mem Shabbos, that you cannot go out on Shabbos, but it didn't that contradict what we just said? That's what it says, no. Ha'inu b'smeicha shalai. That's regarding the smeiches. The hainu smeiches shall oyer shall eat. That's regarding the supports of leather of wood. Shall isel ragel. He makes actually for his feet. Hatlim ba'ab, which that hangs in the air. Ve'inag la'aretz, and that doesn't even touch the ground. Upam nismachalim b'karka gavayin. Sometimes he leans on them when it's very high ground, so that his feet shouldn't get dirty. So therefore, it makes these supports of leather or wood. Well, the kachin is mem shabbat. That's you cannot go with them on Shabbos. Lefishayin sarchle, because again, they're not necessary for his walking. Uinami, another approach is because Zimna de Mishtalfi, actually sometimes they'll fall off from his foot. It's because they're not really touching the ground, they're just hanging in the air. And that's why we're forbidden to go out with them, because Ras Latanui, he might come to carry them in his hands for Amaz Mishra Sarab. But Amadis, the Summa Shabbat, obviously we see that these safsal, that these armrests, that we're not concerned for them that they might fall down. And therefore, Mutalism, and therefore he's allowed to go out with them on Shabbos, because again, he needs them for walking. And Bahua Din Lamaklas, same thing would apply, like we're saying here in this whole thesis regarding the sticks. Rabin Tam Hitter La Echad Halacha Lamaisis Taisis Rabin Tam actually once permitted for someone Shakibsu Gidi Shukab that he had the tendons of his hips, of his thighs that had shriveled up. Lots of Maklas Shazam to go out with these sticks, with the walking sticks, to the Rosh Hashanah, and that was not concerned of carrying on Shabbos.